You are now listening to Debbie Hookson's Big Wisdom Podcast, a thought-provoking, life-changing tool that will help you expand your perspective on living a life you love. Hosted by Debbie Hookson, a life-changer, international speaker, and world-renowned author. Why wait a lifetime to make the changes and enjoy the success that you deserve?
Hi there, and welcome to my little podcast of Big Wisdom, and I'm Debbie Hookson. And I'm going to be sharing with you the 7 key behaviours that successful people apply. We've all heard of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, written by the wonderful Stephen Covey. But what are those behaviours that the most successful people have in common? Well, I'm going to discuss that throughout this podcast. You know, often I talk to people and they tell me that they do want the success that they see other people experience. They just don't know how to get it and they feel a bit stuck. Well, the 7 things that I'm going to share with you today, I believe that if you apply them to your everyday living, they're going to help you become unstuck. They're going to help you move forward efficiently, effectively, and seeing more results in a quicker, shorter space of time with less effort, believe it or not. You know, you look out in the big wide world and some people just seem to have it all, don't they? As if everything that they touch turns to gold. I mean, think back to all the people that you've met who've been highly successful in life. What do they have in common? Well, you might perhaps say that their success is partly due to education, maybe age, maybe they were in the right place at the right time, or some people would even say it's down to luck. When in reality, people who are successful in their business and in life in general, all apply 7 key behaviours. And those 7 key behaviours I'm about to share with you right now. If you want to grab a pen and paper, please do take notes, because you can write this, have them in a journal, and just see how they apply to your life and go away and reflect on them. The first thing that they do is that those successful people are prepared to adjust their thinking. Are you? Successful people realise that their mental capability is down to what they think. Thoughts are their future, and that thinking has the ability to affect the results in our life. So how is your thinking right now? I use a tool called reframing. Reframing is just a way of looking at your thoughts and then reframing them, rewording them in a way that makes the thoughts totally positive. And I hear people say things and I reframe it and they go, yes, but what if it doesn't work? And my answer to that is always, what if it does work? So take a look at your thinking and be prepared to adjust your thinking. You know, positive thinking can have numerous health benefits. And people who practice positive thinking have been shown to increase their lifespan, lower the rate of depression, have greater resistance to colds and diseases, so it boosts their immune system, and they seem so much better at coping with stressful events in their life. So how's your thinking affecting your life right now? If your thinking is affecting your living in a very negative way, then you need to stop it, switch it around so that it's now having a positive effect. So I want you to become more mindful about the words that you use, the language that comes out of your mouth, the sentences that you're saying, the things that you're thinking inside your mind, and become more of a witness to what you're saying, thinking and doing. When you can do that, you can start to reframe the words and make things much more positive. The second thing is, successful people know their end game. They know what their goals are. Do you have a big vision? Do you have a clear vision? Do you know where you're headed? Do you know what you want out of what you're doing right now? What is your big picture? Once you know your big picture, what your life goal is, not just your business goals or your career goals, what's your life goal? What do you really want to achieve by the time you leave this planet? When you have a life goal in place, you can then work backwards, plotting the map backwards to help you achieve that big, clear vision. But you need to have a clear vision. Otherwise, if you've got a blurry vision, you're always going to just be scratching around for direction. It's a bit like climbing Mount Everest in a snowstorm, not knowing where the hell you're going, no map, never having recce'd it, not having a Sherpa with you, just willy-nilly going up there. The chances of survival are very limited, aren't they? And so your chances of survival in business or trying to up your game in your career are going to be very limited if you don't have a clear life goal. to be able to work backwards and create the most amazing map that's going to give you direction and clarity. So know your end game, have a clear vision. The other thing that successful people do, the third thing, is they accept that playing safe is the new risky, and they're prepared to take calculated risks. People like Steve Jobs, for example, they didn't become wildly successful by playing it safe, did they? Successful people know that taking risks within certain boundaries is absolutely necessary. They know failure is a viable option, and that's okay. They build that into their business plan or their career goal. But they know that they can also learn and grow from their mistakes. And finally, they know that if they always reach for the easy option, they're never going to succeed in climbing to the top of where they want to go. So think about that. Are you taking risks? Are you building in the factor that the risk may not pay off at the beginning? A mistake is a mistake once. If you make it more than once, it's then become a choice. So then you need to look at the choices that you're making when it comes to taking risk. So successful people know that safe is the new risky, and that there are times when they'll have to take a calculated risk. The other thing that they do is they ensure, their fourth thing that they do, is that they ensure that their circle of influence is just that, it's influential. It's lifting them up and empowering them, helping them move forward in life and not holding them back. Most successful people surround themselves with mentors, positive influencers, key people of influence who'll help them stay focused. All successful entrepreneurs have a coach. They recognise that they can benefit from the wisdom and the overall aura of successful people who've gone before them. So have a look at your circle of influence right now. What are your connections like with the professionals around you? What are those people feeding you? Are the relationships nurturing or are they actually destructive? Do you like it when that person gets in touch, or does it make you feel that you don't want to hear from them? Have a little look at what's going on in your influential circle of influence. There may be some changes that you need to make, and they can be made easily. A great place to start building up your key circle of influence is networking. If you're not networking, you should be. And if you want to get involved in a great business organisation, try fournetworking.biz. It's an amazing place, over 6,000 meetings running up and down the country that you can attend to once you've got one membership. That's incredible. So start looking at your circle of influence. The fifth thing that successful people do is they build lasting relationships. They understand that relationships are the key to success in business. It is not about selling your stuff. It is about building relationships so that those people will become your key referrers. Those people will become your key advocates, your best affiliates, people that rave about you all day long. But also, when times are tough, it's those people that will support you and guide you and hold your hand through those toughest of times. Now, you can't be completely successful without working well with others. Successful people show respect for others by listening more than they talk, responding to ideas, but also being open to criticism, and definitely being a problem solver, solution orientated. They're proactive and not reactive. And they don't get too caught up in life or work drama. They live relatively drama free. That's a big one for me. You know, anything dramatic happening around me, if it's not something that I can directly influence, I'll step away from. So don't let yourself get bogged down with the wrong relationships, but do build lasting relationships. The sixth thing that key successful people do is they learn to become good managers of their own time. How's that for you right now? Is your time working as efficiently as it could be for you? Everyone knows the same is saying that time is money, right? But I don't want you to start thinking like that. I want you to move away from that mentality, because money is about value, the value that you bring to the table. But sometimes we have to understand that we can manage our time more efficiently. We can get more hours out of our day, believe it or not. Now, I know there's 24 hours in a day, but sometimes when I sit down with people and I go through their diary and look at their diary management, It's actually windows of time that they're not utilising. You know, how many hours are you spending on social media that you don't need to be spending on social media? How many hours are you spending watching television that you don't need to be spending watching television? There is always room for manoeuvre. You can always find more time. It's just becoming more efficient at how you manage it. You know, those people that have a lot of emails, how many times are you checking them a day? Are you becoming proactive or are you firefighting by reacting all the time? You know, I have a great client and he has set up an email schedule where he just sends out an email responder to every email that comes. They'll get a response saying that he checks his inbox twice a day and he will respond to the necessary emails at those times. So people have set a set expectation of what they expect from an email answer. So they know that once they've sent an email, they'll get an email within a certain time. Are you doing that? Are you using your time efficiently? You know, I check my emails first thing in the morning when I get up and I've started my day and I've done my meditation. I've even done a bit of yoga and walked the dog. I'll check my emails. And then I've got into the habit of not checking them throughout the day. Unless somebody sent me a message to say, I've just emailed you, could you please respond? Then I will respond to my emails in the evening. I take half an hour out before I close my laptop just to have a look at what needs looking at. There is nothing so important that somebody would email you if they didn't give you a phone call. Think about that. So, the final thing is to become a lifelong learner. Never stop learning. Successful people never stop learning. And you'll notice all around you that highly successful people love to read. They crave learning more and more. They're hungry. They're feeding their minds. And that's what I'm going to talk about in my next podcast, success rituals. Are they helping or hindering you? But for right now, I just want you to think about those seven things that you can apply to help you start moving towards the goals and becoming that highly successful person that you desire to be. I always say success is an inside job. And if you can get these few things right and you can apply these to your life on a consistent basis, then everything will change. So remember, be prepared to adjust your thinking, reframe it and become more positive in the things that you're saying and the things that you're thinking to yourself. The second thing is to know your end game. Have a clear vision. What is it that you really want to achieve? The legacy you want to leave behind. What is that end game? The third thing is accept that safe is the new risky, that there does need to be calculated risk when it comes to living your life. The fourth thing is ensure your circle of influence is just that, influential. It's lifting you up and it's not pulling you down. The fifth thing is to build lasting relationships. Get out there and network, connect with great people that will help you, that will lift you, that will guide you, that will influence you, that will be there when you need them. Become a great contributor to your community, to the world around you. Build those lasting relationships. The sixth thing is become a good manager of your own time. Become more efficient in how you utilise that time and more flexible in how you treat yourself with that time. Because quite often the thing that's missing there is that people aren't factoring in time for themselves. So become a good manager of your own time. And the seventh and final thing is lifelong learning. Become a student of your own living. Never stop. Always be hungry to learn and know more. What do you think makes a successful person? And are you ready to apply these principles? I've got a new website now. It's www.debbie-huxton.com. It's been updated. It's been revamped. We've got events being added. We've got all sorts going on there. So I'd love you to head over there, hit subscribe so that you can then receive my new video blogs that are going to be coming out from October, where I'm going to be interviewing some incredible people that are going to share their secrets with you. And the thing is that what we're proving there is there are no secrets because we're all sharing. So they're going to share their challenges, they're going to share their highlights, they're going to share tips and techniques with you that are going to help you grow, evolve and live your most wonderful life, aligned to your highest values and your highest purpose, enjoying every aspect of your living.
You have been listening to Debbie Huxton's Big Wisdom podcast. To inject more big wisdom into your life, follow Debbie on Twitter at Debbie Huxton. For more valuable content, visit her website at www.debbie-huxton.com.